This is the ABCs of Revolution, a section on Free the Land. I'd like to talk again about Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky. We're going to do his tactics reordered. The first tactic, the power you have, is not only the power you have, but the power that your opponent thinks you have. In Haiti, they had their army parade in front of the French, and then had them go around the block and then re-parade around, so it seemed like a much larger army. Related to that is rule number 9, the threat is greater than the action itself, because they don't actually know yet what's going to happen from your threat. Their imagination can make it seem larger. Be known for following through and have the ability to follow through on your threats, and you should communicate that fact to them, usually through their snitches. All right, let's move on to another section. Rule number 2, you should use tactics that are within the comfort level of your own people. Either a tactic they've used before or something that doesn't conflict with their values. Along those same lines, rule number 6, the tactic should be enjoyable. Your people should have fun while they're doing it. Means they're going to do it more often. Rule number 7, only use your tactics for a short time. People can only stand for so long, so keep that in mind when you set the hours for your protests. Staying within the comfort level of your own people is important, but you can't use the same techniques over and over again, because according to rule number 3, you should use a new tactic outside the comfort level of your enemy. They're used to sit-ins, handbills, marches, demonstrations. To really be effective, you need to come up with new techniques to put them off their guard. Therefore, you should, rule number 7, change tactics. It keeps the pressure on. And, you know, by the time they've adapted to your first technique, you've already moved on to the second technique, so they've wasted all that time preparing. Rule 10, very similar to rule 8. The point of tactics is to create reactions in the enemy that then you can use for new actions. I guess this is partly, Alinsky feels this way because he doesn't really plan strategy that much. These are tactics, after all, not strategy. He would say that he usually used his jail time to kind of figure out what was going on, because while the action was hot and heavy, it was hard for him to see the overall picture. So rule 10 is basically like a campaign. You form a campaign, you connect your tactics together towards some kind of goal, some concrete goal that will leave you with something in the end. Rule number 11. Push on a negative until it turns a positive. Basically, you take advantage of a weakness you have. Say you're poor. Normally, that's a weakness, but when it comes to, say, getting medical care, if you're really poor, you can get free medical care. If you're poor, you can get fee waivers in court. You can file papers, things like that, for free. You get your transcripts. Another way, say they don't. I mean, normally, as a homeless person, you're unwelcome places, but you can use that against you. You know, you form a demonstration of homeless people around somebody's country club, you're going to get better responses. Rule number 4, make them follow their own rules. This is just so great. You know, they have to appear, you know, to represent justice. So when you catch them, if they're not following their own rules, they can't really do that. So if you make them follow the rules, and usually the rules are something ridiculous, they're going to look silly while they're doing it. Number 5, ridicule them. It's really hard to deal with wit. There's almost no defense to it. Rule number 13 is actually a combination of things. You pick a target, basically something that's vulnerable, it's available to you, you can do, and preferably something legal. You freeze that target. Usually the system's all interconnected and it's hard to pin down who's really responsible. The minute you do pin down somebody, they're going to say, well, it's really not up to me, somebody else is who you need to be harassing, but don't let them get away with that, you know. Buck stops on them, focus on them, freeze the target and fix it. Then you personalize the target, usually make it one person, head of the mayor, head of the organization, something like that. It's something that people can conceptualize easily, you know, a vague target is not a good target. Then you polarize, make that target seem all evil and you all good. I know it's simplistic and it's never really that way, but it's clear in people's minds. That's the kind of minds people have these days. They're becoming more and more comic book and the movies. They want a simple solution. So you have to present things that way. And number 12, if you do win, or they immediately back down, you better have an alternative ready that will work. You don't want to be caught unprepared when you win. That's Saul Alinsky's Tactics. It's the best chapter in his book, Rules for Radicals. It's a classic in the field.